If your circumstances have you feeling down, you need to stay with us on Bridges today. We will be going into John chapter 16, where Jesus is very clear. He says, take heart and be encouraged. Today on Bridges, we will be in John chapter 16. We're going to talk about biblical encouragement and what that means, what it looks like. My guest today is Pastor Joshua Jamerson, and it's so good to have you here today.
So good to be back.
Do you like John chapter 16?
I love John chapter 16.
I know.
Yeah.
I think, you know, some people look at the Bible as if it was written so many years ago.
But it feels like it was written like today.
It does. Like, so when people say, well, that was a long time ago, like, I don't understand it. I think, well, but really, if you just read it, in John chapter 16, Jesus is, he's really preparing us for the things to come, like persecution and trials. And don't you see a lot of that today?
Listen, we, I mean, if you just look at our, I mean, just look at the world right now, right? It's just so much, people are not unified, and it's so much division, and pretty much, you know, I feel like it's a direct attack on the church and the body of Christ.
Yes.
And so you see pretty much what John 16 is speaking about even now, like, hey, be encouraged, like, there's going to be persecution, there's going to be, you know, and so I feel like that's what we're living in right now.
Right. I think that so much of it, you know, when people are discouraged and depressed, and, you know, I've certainly been there, right? There's enough overwhelm to go around to all, for all of us. But I think as you read the whole chapter of John, chapter 16, Jesus is talking about being thrown out of synagogues. He's talking about peril. He's talking about adversity. And he's telling us really to renew our minds, to expect that we will have turbulent times. Our hearts, though, long for ease and comfort.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's human life, right? That's our human emotions is to feel, and I want to be comfort.
Yes.
I want to feel comfort. I want to, you know, I want to be liked by everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and the reality is the way life hits us, doesn't matter if you're a Christian or not, but life is life.
Yes.
And so the great thing about us believers is that we can walk through life not by ourselves.
Right.
And that's what 16 was really referring to. Jesus is talking to his disciples and saying, hey, I'm going to be leaving.
Yeah.
But and they're looking like, nope, like, but what do you mean?
Exactly.
You know, yeah. But he's like, but you're not going to be by yourself.
Mm.
You know, because everything that you're going to endure, can't tell you everything right now because you really won't get it.
Right.
But as you go through it, you're going to realize that I'm still with you and you're going to need what I'm going to leave behind for you to be able to walk through. And so I think even now, as we're going through 2021, everything that we're facing, right, as a culture, as a world, we need the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. You know, when I look at some of the things that I see, there were things that I never thought in my lifetime that I would ever see. The amount of evil that's called good, you know, kind of the spinning of different things, and people that I know, love, and respect, right, believe that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say to myself, and yet Jesus was concerned about our unity. He was concerned that we wouldn't lose faith, that we wouldn't lose hope because times are hard.
Right.
And so part of my heart for doing this episode today is to share that with people. Like, we cannot afford to lose our hope or lose heart because things are hard and we're watching the climate and the culture change.
Yeah.
So how do we do that? Like, how do we take heart, like Jesus said, because he's overcome the world? He's saying, be encouraged. How do we do that?
Well, I think one of the things is we have to remember.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is I love preaching about memorials. In the Old Testament, as Joshua and the children of Israel were getting ready to cross the Jordan River, a lot of that generation never saw what God did with the Red Sea. So this was a new generation. So God did something miraculous. And as they went through that, and as God opened up that Jordan River, he told them to leave stones as a memorial so that you can remember what I did. So I say that is, how do we get through like the right now? Sometimes you have to remember the goodness of God. You have to remember what God did for you before. Yes. So that gives you some type of hope, some mm-hmm. type of strength, some type of joy, because it's tough out here. As I would say, it's tough out here in these streets.
Yes.
And it's real, mm-hmm. you know? And so I need something to hold on to. I mean, I can, you know, you can talk to me and I can get encouraged, but at the end of the day, I need something for myself
right.
to hold on to. And so one of the things that I hold on to, of course, you know, I'll hold on to the word of God, but something that's tangible for me mm-hmm. is a thought or a memory of something God has done either for me or maybe he's done for you.
Yes.
That I can say, wait a minute, let me grab that. Mm-hmm. And if I hold on to that, I can probably walk through this or I can probably make it through all of this to see what happens on the other side of
yeah.
it.
And I think that's so important. And what you're talking about is really an intentional commitment to remember. Because you know, and I know, when we get in crisis or things are upset, kind of most memories can go right out of your head and heart. Mm-hmm. You can kind of just lose that stuff.
Right.
But you're saying, just take a moment to remember
yeah.
what God has done.
It is. It's something that I believe that the Bible speaks about, you know, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times, right? That means I'm going to bless him in my good and in my bad. So why do I bless God in my good? I bless him in my good so that it prepares me so that when the bad comes, I already know how to bless him.
Exactly.
So I'm doing it consistently, right? Mm-hmm. So if I consistently, you know, man, hold on to God. So if I'm consistently remembering, man, it's easier for me to remember when something bad comes. I can say, I've been doing this for a minute.
Exactly.
So it comes easier.
Yeah.
So that means I have to adjust my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible talks about renewing our minds.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I have to adjust my thinking and say, wait a minute, Josh. No, 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 no. You can, you know, no. Go back and think for a second. Pause. And then I'll grab a hold to that memory. And then it helps me to go forward.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you shared that, because we all have to do that. People may look at you as a pastor and like, well, he pastors Crossland Church in Antioch and blah, blah. So he doesn't go through that. But what I hear you saying, you have to make yourself remember too.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. It's an everyday process. It's an everyday. It's something that I feel like, it's not even I feel like, I can't skip a day because I don't know what the next day may bring.
No, you don't. And neither do I. And you use two words, I think, that are so important. You talked about consistency. And the other word you might not have said, but you were talking about it, is discipline.
Yeah.
And I think that for believers in this time where everything is changing, and I think people have just gone crazy.
You said it.
Yeah. People have just gone crazy. Like, why?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Even some believers have gone crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, what in the world, people?
Yeah.
We have Jesus. We have hope. And so you're saying if we renew our minds and take that pause.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And I think Jesus, as he's speaking in John chapter 16, he's like naming all these things to them. You know, you're going to be jailed. There's going to be, you know, adversity that comes mm-hmm. your way. People are going to speak evil against you. They're going to put you in jail and they're going to think they're doing it in the name of God.
Right.
And we see that.
We see it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, again, it's, I just believe, you know, it's a, I don't want to use the word attack, but it's a, it's an attack on the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's designed. The enemy is so good at what he does, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's so good at what he does. But I believe it's designed to keep us separated,
mm-hmm.
to discourage us, to bring all types of divisions.
Yes.
Or if you don't want to look at it from that perspective, if you want to look at it individually, it's designed to keep me from not moving forward. Yes. It's designed to keep me from looking at all of this, and I lose my focus off of this.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. You know, yeah. I was going out to my car the other day, and I happened to see my neighbor, and I have not spoken with her much, and I got out of my car and made it a point to speak to her, and she is a believer in Christ, and she was, you know, she was on her porch, and she said, you know, I'm struggling with depression. I don't know what's happening to our country. And so, you know, I took just a moment, just, I know she's a believer. I just wanted to encourage her. We can't just look at our country.
Yeah.
We have to look up. We can't just look at politics and what we think. And there are some people who try to express their Christianity, or live it out through politics. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Yeah.
And that's not helpful.
It's not. Well, the Bible also talks about putting our trust or our faith in man.
Mm-hmm.
Man is
yeah.
going to fail us.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so the reality is, it's not being over, I'm not trying to over-spiritualize it, but the reality is, if during a time like this, if we want to see the promises of God, if we want to see, man, what the next looks like,
mm-hmm.
man, we're going to have to grab a hold. We got to keep our focus on God.
Yes.
Grab a hold to his word, stand firm to it. And so what helps me to do that? I say remembering, but also what helps me to do that is the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I mean, that's what Jesus was pretty much telling the disciples, mm-hmm. excuse me, in 16. Listen, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
And so, and they were like, oh my God, no, we're going to be heartbroken.
Exactly.
But the reality is, man, I'm going to die, but because of my resurrection, mm-hmm. that gives you joy.
Yes. Yes.
And there's something that's going to be left behind for you so that you can endure the criticism, so that you can endure the hardships
yes.
that you're going to have, that you're going to endure.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, no, maybe you'll endure it. You're going to endure
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly.
You're going to endure it.
And so we need to accept that. Because that's truth.
Yeah.
And you're talking about the Holy Spirit. And here in John 16, 12, Jesus says to them, and you said this earlier, there is so much more I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he's heard. He will tell you about the future.
Yeah.
He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said, the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me. The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We have a comforter.
We do.
We have help in the midst of all of this turmoil.
Yeah.
We're not alone. We have the community of faith, of course.
Yes.
But we have the Holy Spirit as our comforter, as the one that guides us and leads us into all truth. And we can't forget that.
We can't. I think that's, again, that's one of the devices that the enemy uses.
Yes.
He uses so much distraction and so much things that kind of divisive things and devices that makes us go, you know, and in. But mm-hmm. the reality is we really have to keep our focus on God.
Yes.
And we have to remember that we have a Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That empowers us.
Yes.
That gives
yes.
us strength
mm-hmm.
so that we're not doing it in our own strength. We can't do it. I can't do it in my own strength, Monica, because if I do it in my own strength, my emotions is going to probably want to cuss everybody out and want to go off. And so I can't rely on my emotions.
Amen.
You know,
and you said the absolute truth.
Yeah.
When I know when I'm relying on my emotions, because I get grouchy and I get irritable
yep.
and I say things.
And I say what I feel.
Exactly. I don't use the Holy Spirit filter.
Yeah.
I don't use this, well, all communication should be encouraging, good for edifying.
Yeah.
I just say like whatever that is.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of turmoil in our world. There's a lot of expectation, right, from other people, from the culture, even from church.
Like,
there's a lot. And so if we don't remember and if we don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit, you know, just yesterday, I was in my office working away, and I just needed to just take some time to stop and pray. And, you know, we can't rely on our emotions and physical experiences, but I felt the tangible presence of the Holy Spirit as I was praying
yes,
bring
ma'am.
Me comfort.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You know?
I was getting ready to say that's the key right
yeah.
there. And I think for the church, for the body, as individuals, as believers, we have to, like, what do we do on a daily basis that reminds us that the Holy Spirit is with us? We have to have a committed prayer life.
Yeah.
And if we're so distracted by, you know, fighting over masks, no masks, vaccines, no vaccines, you know, left, right, black, mm-hmm. white, mm-hmm. and we get so focused on that, we forget about the foundational things, which is prayer.
Amen.
And prayer brings us into direct communication with our Father.
Yes.
It builds our relationships.
Yes.
And it reminds us, like you said, you feel the tangible
yep.
presence of God. And when that presence shows up, peace shows up,
yes.
strength shows up,
yes.
joy shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And then that says, oh, okay, Lord, I can do this. God,
exactly.
forgive me. You know what? Let me love my brother. Let me love my sister.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And not walk around mad all the time.
Bitter.
Yeah. And like, well, this group isn't giving me my due. And this group, I mean, we have to deal with that.
Yeah.
But we don't have to live in
you
that.
We don't have to live in it.
And we don't have to hate people that are different from us and view them with suspicion. Because that is falling into the ploy of the enemy.
It is.
Because the enemy, he's not, you know, not all powerful, but he is consistent.
He's very consistent. He wears you down. You know
yeah.
what? We just got finished getting out of the book of Nehemiah. And what I love about Nehemiah is he was very disciplined,
mm-hmm.
but it was very simple. He prayed and he went back to work.
Yeah.
He was consistent mm-hmm. in his, God, I got to stay focused on you. And opposition came at him all the
yes.
time. It didn't stop. And even when he got weary, his prayer was, Lord, strengthen my hands.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Think about the disciples. And when they were going through persecution, there was a prayer that got prayed. And it talked about the persecution. It says, Lord, make us stronger.
Make us stronger.
Enable us to do more. And if we can develop that attitude, like, this is a hard place, but Jesus, you said all this was going to happen, so I'm going to be obedient in it. I think of these words in John 16:31, where it says, Jesus asked, do you finally believe? The time is coming. Indeed, it's here now, when you will be scattered, each one going his own way, leaving me alone. Yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you all this, that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart. I have overcome the world.
Yeah. Yeah. He overcame the world because this is how I like to say it. He got up.
Yes.
He died. He
yes.
got up, you know?
Yes.
And, but I also, I think too, Monica, is you and I are talking and we're like, man, the key is, oh my God, ask God for strength, strengthen my
right.
hands. But sometimes I think also the sad part is there's a lot of believers that don't want to pray.
Right.
They don't want to
right.
ask, you know, they want to live in this,
mm-hmm.
you know, divisive, you know, being divided and they
correct.
Just, and
correct.
It's like, but if you just open your mouth and just, mm-hmm. God, I need strength.
Yes.
The
yes.
word of God is real and his word, it doesn't lie.
Yes, it is.
And peace happens. It shows
yes.
up. It shows up.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know what peace is.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
You know, in my office yesterday, just the most amazing time. I prayed and God met me there.
Yeah.
And I had been carrying, you know, all of these cares and these weights and what's next. And that empowered me. Even mm-hmm. on my way into work this morning, it's like, God, thank you that you gave me that time where I could experience your presence. And what you just said, when you said some people prefer to live in the division, I think and I hope that this is a call to all believers to stop that.
Stop it.
Because some people are more concerned, honestly, with their presence and their personality on social media
yeah.
and building a platform that's built on what looks like something good, but
mm-hmm.
really just causes more division.
Yes, ma'am.
And more problems. And I don't, we're not called
no.
to make followers of us, right?
No.
We're not to bring attention to us. We are not called to that. We are called to be disciples and followers of Christ.
Make followers of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Yes.
And this life is hard.
It is.
It is. And people do get mistreated in this life. And there is racial prejudice and there is poverty. Like there are.
It's real issues.
Yes.
It's real legit issues.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have to deal with them what's inside of our control.
Right.
But what is outside of what I can do, I have to give that to God in prayer.
I have to give it to him in prayer. You know what? You said something earlier. You said about the Holy Spirit. You know what also the Holy Spirit does? He's a counselor. He gives us strength, but he also convicts us. So when we don't want to give in to prayer, and because the reality is we don't want the Holy Spirit to convict us, which means that I have to then humble myself, put my pride to the side and say, I'm sorry. But sometimes we want to live, because you know what the reality is? Sometimes I'm like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to pray. I don't feel like praying because I don't care. I don't, because I know the Holy Spirit is going to be like, Josh, now you know you're wrong. Now go and apologize to your wife. I don't want to right now. I'm right, you know. But eventually I'll be like, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Right.
And then the Holy Spirit comes and says, now go in love and go and apologize. Now then that's when obedience comes into play. Am I going to walk in the obedience of God? And then that's when, you know, as you begin to walk in the obedience of God, then that's when the favor and the blessings of God shows up. That's when we're able to get through all of this hard stuff, is when we're walking out the obedience of God. But the Holy Spirit, first of all, convicts us and it guides us in that direction. Then we have to make a decision. Am I going to follow that obedience?
And you know, there's no better encouragement than to live in obedience. And I would say at least once every day, if not more, I'm convicted about something, right? And sometimes God will even bring up something that I said or did a while ago, right? That I stuffed, I forgot, I moved on. Life got busy, but it's still there.
It's still there.
This is why people don't understand. This is why we get angry and rage and all that, because we stuffed it. We didn't confess it. We perhaps didn't even recognize it. And when that's happening, we cannot live in peace and we cannot be encouraged. And so some people might be in a state of disarray right now because repentance needs to happen.
Repentance needs to happen. That's what happened with David. I believe it's in Psalms chapter 50. And after he did what he did with Bathsheba, he didn't repent that sin for about a year. He tucked it. And then what happened? God had to bring... Prophet Nathan came and reminded him, hey, you need to remember what you did. You killed that woman's husband. You haven't repented for that. And so, you know, that convicted him. So the Holy Spirit wasn't in there, but I'm telling you now, the Holy Spirit is here now.
That's right.
It convicts us to say, Josh, you need to repent, you know, for what you did yesterday or last week or whatever. And but again, that brings us to a place of righteousness. And, you know, of oneness with our Father when we can repent. And it helps us to navigate, again, through hard times.
It does, because we have all of these problems and all of these expectations for all of us.
It does,
But when I have the Holy Spirit and when I'm living in obedience and I'm repenting and doing the next right thing, there's a peace attached to that. And this is when Jesus said, take heart, I've overcome the world. He was saying, okay, you guys don't have to keep dealing with all this stuff. He's already overcome it. And you and I, we are already, we are already in the body of Christ. We are already in the community of faith. So we don't have to start separated and divided.
We don't. Get back to work. Get back to, I left you instructions already. The Great Commission. Go and baptize, go and teach, go and make disciples. But all this other stuff, you don't have to, you don't have to worry about this. Go do what I told you to do. And then let me, I've already overcame this. I can fix this.
Because we, all we will do is get tired and mad.
And we mess it up more.
You know that's right.
Right.
You know that's right. So I would like to, I know that you pastor Crossland Church.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell me just a little bit about that, because I know that you guys are all about making disciples.
Yes,
and,
we are.
And
about
doing God's work.
Making disciples. Well, our vision, our mission is meeting people where they are, experiencing God together, and making genuine disciples of Christ. And we meet every Thursday in Antioch, Tennessee, 41 Tuscaloy Road. And our goal is to literally walk with people, you know, and people that may have felt forgotten. You know, and so that's what I feel like we're called to do. And while we're walking with people, just the way Jesus walked with me, I become a follower of Christ.
Exactly.
So, yes, ma'am.
And it's not more complicated than that.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, very simple.
And I think sometimes we trip over it because it's so simple. It's like, what I need to do.
Do I need to do more? No, yeah.
Like, show everybody how good I am. Like, whatever that means.
Right.
And I think sometimes that social media affects so much of that and our perceptions.
Yeah, it does.
And everybody's perfectly clean closet and their gourmet plated food.
They only post the good stuff.
Yeah,
they don't show like the everyday. Like, listen, this is life. And sometimes I need you to tell me sometimes the hard stuff, because that helps me to realize, well, why are you sitting here right now? Because you came through it.
That's right.
Why did you come through it? Because the Holy Spirit, God, helped you. And I need that.
Amen.
As opposed to this perfect picture of you on the beach and you're like, I'm living my life like it's golden. And I'm like, I'm not golden right now. I'm actually little silver.
Exactly. You know?
And so I need some help.
Yeah. And most people, you know, people look at that and they will compare and then they're discouraged. And Jesus is like, take heart, be encouraged. I've overcome all of this. We're not in, like, we're in the world.
But don't be of it.
We're not of the world.
Right. Don't be of it.
And trying all of this stuff, like, my heart just breaks that believers.
Yeah.
That we fall into this trap and, like, we need to come out from among them and be separate.
Yeah. It takes strong leadership. And I think, you know, just like with Moses, the people, you know.
Yeah.
But it takes a leader. It takes leaders to stand up and say, hey, you guys, let's start focusing on what's important here.
Yes.
All this extra stuff, y'all, it really don't matter, because it's gonna fade anyway.
It is. Everything is fading.
It's fading.
God's word is gonna last forever.
Forever.
Right.
Right.
Inwardly we're being renewed,
yes.
But outwardly we're perishing every
day.
We're
fading.
So we're holding on to all this, like, you know, it's
I'm 44 now, but I'll be 45 soon. I'm fading.
Yep.
Eventually, I'm.
All
know,
of us.
I'm fading.
All of us. Well, we are out of time, but thank you so much.
Thank you
so much. It was so good to have
you
today.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
I'm so glad that all of you could join us. We will have on my website the online extras, the scriptures that we've talked about, the points, and all of that good stuff. What we're doing here is really just diving into God's word to study his word, so that we can live out a life of faith in obedience to Christ. As we talked about today, the Holy Spirit is our comforter and is our guide and will lead us into all truth. So my prayer for you is that if you're discouraged, you don't stay there, but that you would be encouraged by the words of Christ. He's overcome the world. We do our part and he has got all the rest. I'm out of time. I've got to go, but we say goodbye and God bless you.
For more information on a guest, visit our website, ctntv.org.
Don't miss another episode of Bridges. Subscribe to our YouTube channel today where you can find all of Monica's latest teachings. Just visit youtube.com, search Monica Schmelter, and click subscribe. Once subscribed, click the bell icon to get notified when a new episode is available. Thanks for watching Bridges.
Don't give in. God's word says you're an overcomer. It takes training. It takes discipline. And so when you're fighting that good fight of the faith, you take your story, whatever it is, and you saturate it in faith, and you fight for it.
Visit MonicaSchmelter.com to schedule Monica to speak at your next event.
Prayer changes things. If you need prayer, visit ctntv.org/prayer today to submit your prayer request.
Join the Bridges community on Facebook. Visit Facebook and search for Bridges with Monica. We would love to connect with you.
Hey, Hey there, it's Nicole Yunus from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.